Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I got to tell you, you see this fella just about everywhere. Not only is he one of your city councilors, but my goodness sakes, you stack up some nice ribs at Dink's and Sterling's Public House. Some yummy meal I had with Miss Susie the other night for her birthday.
I appreciate you coming in.
And of course, you play a little mean golf too.
Well, I play some golf when I can and work and our city council work. So it's a good time to be in Bartlesville and enjoy doing what I'm doing.
We want to welcome Jim Curd in. And Jim, you're running for your seat. You're running for re-election.
Yes. Election coming up November 3rd. Mm-hmm. City Council Ward 3. So I'm up for re-election this year, and I'm out campaigning today. So I wanted to come in and just talk with you about my campaign for a few minutes and let you know what we're looking forward to in the coming 2 years if I get re-elected.
Let's do that. First of all, hats off to you, because I understand from everybody that with that tower space at Tower Center Unity Square, you stuck with that when some folks were ready to bail on it. Now look what a beautiful thing we've got in our community.
Well, it was that's been a long time making, and it's been a lot of people's plans before. We had it in our strategic plans many years ago, and 4 years ago when I decided to run for re-election, that was one of my keynote parts of my campaign, was to improve our quality of life here in Bartlesville, and certainly centered around the amphitheater down between the Tower Center, mm-hmm. or the Price Tower and the Community Center. Mm-hmm. And so I made that part of a kind of a program I came up with in late 2014-2015, which was the 5 for 5 projects. It was basically 5 projects for $5 million. Mm-hmm. The amphitheater was in there. An ice rink was in there. Skate park was in there. Redoing Johnstone Park was in there. And then improving our Pathfinder and everything else was in there. So those were 5 projects I heralded for many years before I got on the city council. And it just all worked out when I did get on there. It was the perfect council. New administration had taken over with Mike Bailey there. Ed Gordon had retired, stepped mm-hmm. aside, and everything just lined up. And with great community support, with the bond issue that we had in 2018 that passed with enormous success and support of the city council, we just got some projects kicked off, about $10 million worth of projects, and have made a lot of progress in the last 4 years.
Great. Now, how do you top that in the next two?
What have you done for me lately? So that's the name of the game in business and everything else. We're certainly have got, we still got room to improve and continue to move on. Mm-hmm. I think quality of life continues to be a big issue in town, our downtown, because we want to attract and drive people to live and reside in our community first, and then we want to attract businesses to locate and grow the business here so that we can continue to keep our population up and growing and business thriving, as we all try to do.
You know, that's very important, the quality of life issues. Many people think, well, I've lived here all my life, you know, I'm not going to go anyplace. It seems to be fine.
Sure.
But
sure.
When you're looking for people to come in to maybe work for, you know, Uncle Frank or many of our other great businesses, or even some of our local businesses, locally owned businesses, you really want to make sure that this is a place, as we present it, that it's going to say, yep, I'm going to be here forever.
Yep. And it's been a great effort by many organizations and groups in this town. Our public schools have improved. Our facilities at those schools have improved. Our hospital is first rate. We've improved our retail and restaurant choices with new retail out by Lowe's, mm-hmm. and the conversion of the Kmart building, new retail and restaurants downtown. So we're doing everything we can to attract a younger demographic that does come in and work for P66, COP, the hospital, for Dink's Barbecue, for anybody. Mm-hmm. We want to attract people to reside here. And previous to that, we've had people that would work for these companies or work locally here, but would reside in communities to our south. So one of our big pushes and our strategic plan told us we needed to make a desire for people to live, not just work here, but to live here also. And I think we've turned that corner, but we've still got to continue to do that.
We do have some pretty nice amenities here in town. The ballparks, Price Fields, are getting a nice redo.
Yes.
And I can see that attracting tournaments and people to actually see Bartlesville for the first time.
Yes, I mean, our sports facilities have always been pretty good between Dungeness Field, but our Price Field complex has always been substandard. But today, it's got two brand new complexes, four plexes, and we're building a brand new quad on it right now. Uh-huh. New parking, new restroom facilities, new concessions up there. It's going to be a first-rate ballpark. So, yes, we've got the opportunity with some of our sports features to attract tournaments to town and bring some other people, visitors to town, to come and dine in our restaurants and buy gas and stay in our hotels.
You know, that's really what it's all about. It starts with a visit, doesn't it?
It does. You've got to have people come to town and reason for them to come to town. And I think our Tower Center at Unity Square is one of a great attraction. We certainly play off a lot of visitors into Pawhuska and the Mercantile over there. So we've, you know, really playing our part to continue to drive people to town to visit and stay in our hotels.
Now, Jim, we've had this troublesome spot in our history here with COVID-19. Bartlesville got lucky in a lot of ways. Not so lucky in a few, but very lucky economically. How do you see us emerging as a city and as a community?
Yes, being on the council, you just don't anticipate being there for something like this. And it's been a great experience to be there, and I've been privileged to work with, I think, our mayor, Dale Copeland, Vice Mayor Alan Gentius has stayed on top of our COVID situation. Our entire council is tuned in every day to our county numbers, to our state numbers, and listening to businesses, listening to people as to what we can do to continue to work down this road of COVID. And nobody knows where the end of it is or how quickly things will diminish significantly. But I think every day we work really hard to protect the citizens in this community and work to keep our businesses open and the community operating while still protecting our public health.
Well, I'd say Bartlesville pretty much got it right. I've been to a lot of different places over the COVID period to take care of other family members in other parts of the United States. And I will tell you that we've got it pretty good. Other places, I don't think they know what they're doing, but it seems like we are slowly emerging every day.
Yes, I mean, we are emerging, and hopefully in a positive way. Our numbers, you know, they go up and go down. Last week, we had some county numbers that were, you know, higher than normal. We had 17. We had one day with a 30. Mm-hmm. And then we've been back down around the 8, 9, 10 cases a day. So we're in that moderate level, that yellow or orange level of concern on the state mm-hmm. side, and we monitor those every day. And so with the school district involved now and local health officials, we're constantly attuned to how we're doing every day. And I think, yes, I think we have done well so far up to this point, and we've got to continue to be diligent to make sure that we protect everybody the best we can.
Now, with the election coming up, this is where you get to jump on the stump. Tell everybody why we should reelect Jim Curd.
Well, I'll tell you, I've just been, this council has been a great council. I've been part of a great team on there. We've got some diversity on the council. We don't all see eye to eye on every single issue, COVID being one of them. But we've all worked through them together and supported the right decisions. And I want to continue to be on that team, continue to push this town forward as we go into the future. My business perspective offers me a unique way to look at our city, how we operate it every day. It is a large operating business, unlike mine, but there's a lot of people to consider in there, and we've got mm-hmm. great directors at virtually every point down there that help guide our city every day. So I'm part of a team. I want to continue that effort to drive our community forward, to push forward, to create new jobs every single day through our BDA, for our Bartlesville Development Corporation. We're trying to find companies, bring them here, help our existing companies grow and expand, and then create an energy in town and a desire for people to live in this community. So I think we've got a great effort going forward, and I want to continue to be a part of that effort.
Well, super. Do you have a website or a Facebook page where people can just kind of log in and see what you're up to?
I do. It's so you're going to really test me now, but it's www.jimforward3.com would be my webpage, and then you can follow me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page also under Jim Curd for City Council. So tune into there. There's a lot of information on there. I've got a rack card that I'll be distributing out, a card as I go door to door that will have more brief, concise information information about my campaign, and then you can tune into my website and tune in and read anything about me, my family, what we've done in the community, and what I hope to do if reelected in the next 2 years.
What do you hear when you go door to door and knock and just talk with people? I imagine you get probably the widest
I do.
Ideas?
Yeah. My ward, not my ward, Ward 3 is one of the more unique. Every council will tell you they have the most unique ward, but I've got
diverse.
I've got one side of town, you know, down by the country club, and then I extend in south downtown all the way down to 23rd and Colorado and Osage and Dewey, and then I jump all the way up onto Circle Mountain, and then I have the whole central, not business district, but central residential district of downtown. So we've got a very diverse population of socioeconomic groups, and it's wonderful to talk to all of them because everybody does have an opinion what we're doing well, what we're doing wrong, and that's great information to have when we go forward with our bond issues and look what we need to do on our streets and on drainage, how we look at our police department, fire department, so we can protect, offer enough service in every area of town, and keep our community safe. So I enjoy going door to door, and yes, you get information very directly, and that's good, and that's the way to that's the way I like
get it.
You get it short and sweet, and thrown off the porch, or you have a nice conversation with people. So I look forward to it, and it worked well for me in my first campaign, and I plan to do a lot of door to door in all of my ward this campaign.
Well, very good. Once again, you're going for Ward number 3.
Yes.
And you can find out more from his websites, as we mentioned earlier, and also on the Facebook page. By the way, nice sign out in front of your restaurant supporting our police and fire.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Those signs are all over town, and we've got a very supportive community of our police, fire, and our Washington County safety services here. They all work very well together, and I'm proud of be a part of all of them, and it's been great to work with them.
All righty. Jim Kern, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate being here.
All right, we've got more coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too